Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, May 29th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about youth empowerment.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
The main reason why this fund was taken to the banks is because we expected it to be handled in a professional way. But it is very unfortunate that such things are coming up, and I hope that the government and the ZANU-PF will take action upon such corrupt activities that might have taken place, because that is exactly what people are saying right now, that things that are designed to benefit the majority should benefit the majority.
Isusu kwatiri nekwatakagara hedu hazvina kunyanya kutishamisa nokuti takagara tazhamba kubva kare tichitizvo programu yeyouth fund haisi nyatsokufamba mune zvakanaka nekuti tinoona kunge iri kungobatsira avo vega vanenge vachingozikanwa kuti vanozikanana nanhingi vakabatanana nanhingi
indava yezvisa ubuhlungu indava eyangisayo kubana sibona umongameli welizwe eyenza yonke imizamo yokuti avasakhula ngenxa yokuti imisebenzi ayitholakali elizweni kabaqalise awabo amabhizimusi awokuziphilisa. Nanko sokungenela abantu abazafika bahuquluze imali yonke eyabe uqoqwe njalo.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Youth Empowerment Fund.
The Parliamentary Committee on Youth and Empowerment heard today that some government officials and people working in some non-governmental organizations controversially benefited from the $20 million Stanbic Youth Empowerment Fund for the disadvantaged youth. Parliament also heard that some of those who benefited are above 35 years, the constitutional year for one to be considered a youth.
Bank statements released to the Parliamentary Youth and Indigenization Portfolio Committee by the bank's head of business, banking, Patson Mahachi, also indicate that though the youths were supposed to receive loans of between $5,000 to $20,000, some top ZANU-PF officials accessed loans up to $500,000 each. The scheme was aimed at helping reduce youth unemployment in the country. But early this year, Parliament also heard that more than 70% of loans disbursed under the scheme over the past 4 years have not been repaid.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join our discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318.
Yeah, Gibbs, nasi tura otinge tichitarisa ziri kubuda kubva ku committee yeparamende inoona nezvechidiki. Iwe kuti pane mari ya homwe yakaombwa nehurumende makore mana apfuura yanga ichida kuti vechidiki vakwanise kuwana mari dzezvikwereti vachitangawo mabhizimisi avo kuti vanhu vakawanda vasarambe vachaya mabasa munyika. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti mari iyi pane vamwe vanga vasingafaniri kunge vachiwana nekuti vakura kana kuti havachasvike pamakore makumi matatu nemashanu. 35 years ari pabumbiri remutemo kuti munhu anzi anenge achiri mudiki. Uye pamari iri kuStanbic iyoyi pari kunzi munhu aikwanisa kuona zviuru makumi maviri kana kuti 20,000 kana chiri chikwereti ichochi. Asi pane vamwe vanga vakutora mari ingatosvika half a million zviuru mazana mashanu. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvakadai zvanga zvisingafaniri kuitwa, mari iyo yakutoshandiswa zvisizvo nevanoita zvematongerwo enyika. Gibbs,
uibe kahle ke indaba yetu Blessing lamhlanje isixoxela sendaba yokuti ke abantu bolava batholi imali leyi
kambe bazayibisela yini kumbe basozobeyibisela blessing xa umuntu wathatha $500,000 uyenzani ngayo xa ukuthi yenza kuhle well singathi uyasebenza kodwa xa ukuthi wayithatha futhi eleminyaka edlule 35 kungaba yibuqiliphela ngoba nxa ubala konkena ku-Stanbic bayatsho ukuthi imali liyana ngabantu ababetween 21 kusiya ku-35 nxa ukuthi ama-youth selama-47 years kumbe selama-50 years kumbe 65 kuyamangalisa phela ezimbabwe ngaba khona so ke sifuna ukuze ukuthi kambe khona vele kwahamba njani ukuze lokhu kwenzakale ukuthi umuntu athole i-500,000 egwanda khona ngale sizokuthiwa ematown south akula muntu even one wayithola imali leyi ungaye emaswingo bayi-three kuphela iharare yingqwele
bamba zonke
okanye abantu vele babefukula umuntu engaphothi ibhode ngale ekuyelo kwi-project proposal okuleleyo bamnike so kuthiwa amanye ama-project proposal lawa aye ngogangeni uyazi into okuthiwa igangeni kwini blessing i-project eyabi khona kodwa isephepheni ukuthi umuntu uyade mfuna ukuyenza isepa isepa yangkhona qha akula lutho
yeah
so not to have void
and of course Gibbs I think we now have our two guests lined up the first two guests we have Mr. Bekezela Maduma who is an independent political analyst Mr. Maduma good evening
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined by the former Deputy Minister for Youth, Mr. Tongai Matutu. Mr. Matutu, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us. And of course, later on, we hope that we'll be joined by Tongai Kasukwere, who is the ZANU-PF Secretary for External Affairs. He was in a meeting, but he promised that he might be able to join us later on. And of course, we did try to reach the Minister of Youth, Honorable Francis Nema. Unfortunately, we could not reach him. But our last conversation, he was telling me that there was an audit that was underway, and he promised that we will be the first to know should there be anything that audit comes up with. And we will try to call him Gibbs and see what he has to say. Let me start with you, Mr. Matutu. Now we are hearing that the maximum at Stanbic was supposed to be 20,000, and some people were getting $500,000. What is your take on this?
Yeah, apparently that is actually shocking to me, and I believe it should be shocking to the sitting minister and maybe to the nation, because apparently it's a policy that is well documented, because the disbursement of those funds it was actually done in terms of the policy and the rules that were set up by the ministry, which then in terms of the Stanbic, it was clearly stated that at least the maximum any person could get was put at 20,000 as the threshold, and basically any other person who was supposed to benefit in terms of that fund, as it was referred to as a youth fund, was any person who was defined as a youth, and basically in terms of that policy, anyone between the ages was at least 18 up to 35, but basically we're dealing with people that was 21 to 35. So if there is anyone then who benefited and whose age group is beyond the prescribed age group, then basically that person was actually committing a crime and committing an offense, and it has to be investigated as to who actually approved that application from the minister's point of view, and also as to why the bank in itself, why it has gone beyond the prescribed rules that at least no one should benefit beyond the 20,000, or that at least a person should be within the age limit of up to 35. So those are the issues that should be investigated. Apparently what has been happening is that during the tenure of Honorable Kasukwere is the Minister of Youth, Indigenization, and Empowerment. Most of the issues were not transparent. And in fact, most of the technocrats who were actually processing these loans, they were actually bulldozed, and in most cases they were being threatened to comply with any directive that you would have issued. And maybe this is the reason why some of these issues are now coming up. And we really would want to appreciate and thank the committee, the parliamentary committee, which is actually dealing with these issues, because it's
trying to get to the bottom of the matter. Mm-hmm. That's what exactly has been happening, mm-hmm. whether the people were actually complying with the given dictates and the given rules mm-hmm. and the regulations in the manner in which the funds were supposed to be distributed, especially mm-hmm. in view of the fact that the funds were supposed to benefit the youths, and mm-hmm. also, secondly, that they were supposed to benefit all the youths right across the country and right across the political divide, which mm-hmm. was not the thing which was prevailing at the point in time.
Mm. Thank you so much. When it comes to money, you can sing forever young.
Yeah.
You don't grow.
And if I set up a football club, I'll be the treasurer, chairman, and everything. Money is a problem, you know, Blessing. Money so let's get, to, let's get to Mr. Matuma. Mm-hmm. Mr. Matuma, what is your take on this issue? I still remember we were chatting earlier on, but is this surprising to have this money being abused, allegedly abused?
Really not surprising, as you are putting it correctly, and making jokes, you know, when it comes to money matters, it's forever young. You know, when this fund was created, I think it was November 2011, mm-hmm. there was a lot of hype around it. Everybody was happy, everybody thought, yes, seeing something that is coming for the youth. No proper structures were set up. No proper guidelines were set up. It was just open and left like that.
Mm-hmm.
You would have expected that perhaps there would have been a board that was going to be set up, or a commission or something that was going to administer this fund. We are not talking of small amounts of money. You know, we needed people that were going to be even tasked, mm-hmm. That were going to assess the application and the merit and monitor the applications that were approved, and mm-hmm. make sure that the people that got the money really deserved to get the money, and they really put it to cause that they were going to put it to. But, you know, in no time after it was launched, the point from being a joy for the young people of Zimbabwe to a nightmare, they started demanding collateral, which no young person would have. And already it came to the raising bells that there are people that they are targeting benefit and people that they are eliminating from benefiting.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a price. Now we have all these big guys. They look from the big companies, they look at the mines, they look everywhere where they get a chance, and even go to the extent of looking from the little, from the young people that we were trying to empower.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you sit back and wonder and ask yourself, where are we going? We take 5 steps forward, 7, 8 steps forward.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we just have been, you know, like really blinded, you know, we are told very nice statements.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the actual implementation of things, never do we get ourselves to get things right.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we are calling a parliamentary committee to come. The parliamentary committee is talking. We are talking, yes, because when the horse is already jumped out, what's the use? But we knew where the loopholes were. We knew where the horses were going to jump out. And we said, take, we relaxed, we watched. Now, what do we do? The money is gone. There's no money. The youth did not benefit. The loop has looted. And we know they're not going to pay it back. And we know nothing is going to be done to them.
Mm-hmm.
So for how long are we going to run a country like that?
Mm. Indeed, the country is run via operations. Very soon there will be Operation Zoserai Mari. But at the end of the day, you know, that
so
comes
operations.
Out of those operations.
Operation Joka Kumba or something like that.
Of course. We also have Professor Chivije. Professor Chivije once worked at Stanbic. Good evening, Professor Chivije.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, Stanbic is at the center of this storm. Are you at all surprised by this development?
I'm not surprised, yeah. I once worked as a manager, actually, in the credit department in Stanbic.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are listening,
mm-hmm.
they definitely know what I'm saying. Look, the issue is Stanbic had an X hanging over its neck.
Mm-hmm.
An ex of indigenization.
Mm-hmm.
Stanbic is foreign owned.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Standard Bank of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So after that issue of indigenization, It was expected to be seen to be doing something in Zimbabwe. No wonder why they came up with that political, the youth, that youth fund, which was political at the only state. So the fact that the money was distributed in such an irregular manner, it's not surprising, because the whole purpose of its origination was just a public relations exercise. In fact, the people who are to blame, if ever, is the actual, the senior management of Stanbic. Look, let me just briefly tell you the credit approval process network banking. Now, first, there is a person brings his proposal, a project, which is analyzed by credit analysts. Then it is taken to a credit committee. Not one person approves the loan of such a magnitude. At the credit committee, we debate it, criticizing it, looking at advantages and disadvantages. And then we are expected to vote those that are in favor. If you are not satisfied, then you vote against it. Then after that, it goes at what is known as a board of credit, especially if the amounts go up to 500,000. The board of credit is made up of board members of the bank. These also go through the rigorous process of going through the analysis of that particular loan, looking at the merits, the demerits, the risks involved, macro risks that are involved there. And in fact, for Stanbic, it will never lend money to any person who does not have collateral security to the more than the value of the loan that they give, because there is a margin that they require for them to give a loan of such a huge magnitude. No wonder why it is sounding safe. So this fund here was just a political gimmick, a political exercise. So the manner in which it was disbursed, they were not worried about it, because the purpose of the funds, it was for public relations. As to whether it was given with collateral or not, no wonder why they are unable to pay. Look, actually, Stanbic to deviate from its principles, because it wanted to achieve an objective to save its papers from digitization.
Professor Chivizi, we are going to keep you for some time, so please stay on the line. We want to use your inside knowledge. Let's go to our other listener with Bukosi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Your take on this issue of the loan?
From my own perspective, this issue of this loan, actually, it was a political move by ZANU-PF and try and lure people to support ZANU-PF. Because whenever these applications were submitted by people from MDC, most of the applications were turned down. According to the knowledge that I have, the few people from MDC who benefited are one of those people who have turned out to be the so-called renewal team.
Do we have those facts? We don't want to just attack people without any facts. Who exactly?
I'm basing my information on facts. I know the people who benefited.
Who?
In the MDP.
Who?
Hello?
Who exactly?
Promise Mkwananzi benefited. Yes, and some of his friends in the civic organization benefited.
Okay, we'll bring.
But we applied for those.
You
we
did
applied
apply
for those loans, but did not benefit. But we are the youth.
How much did you apply for?
Then I applied for the one that was coming from KEB.
No, I'm saying how much did you want, and what project did you want to do?
I wanted to embark on a poultry project.
And you applied for how much?
Then I applied for 2,000. Yes.
So you were turned down after going through all the processes? What was the reason that they gave for not giving you the loan?
Okay. The problem that happened is when you submitted those project proposals, we were told to submit through the Office of the Youth Assembly in the MDC. one who submitted never even got to hear what was the response. To just hear some friends of the few elite say we got the money. But how the process was done? Was it done rationally? Was it done professionally? Then we begin to doubt.
So is the problem with the ministry or was it with your party, the MDC? Where did it go wrong?
It goes on to the ministry whereby people also... I didn't finish my brother, sorry. It goes on to the ministry whereby there are some overage people like my cousin Songwani who benefited, for example. How would they manage to benefit? So sure, that the way this whole process was being done was fraudulent. Yes, because you cannot actually give somebody a loan a loan that is supposed to benefit you when that person is in an adult. That shows how that thing was done through the back door. This is whereby we blame the ministry, we blame even the bank, because the bank was supposed to find out if this person is real a youth or not a youth. Because I think there are verification processes that happen before you manage to get this money. Yes.
So what is the way forward? What should be done?
We have got a very big problem in this country. Whereby we want to deal with issues at a level whereby we don't want to actually find the root cause of a problem, but we just go on to try and deal with an issue at some level where we avoid where the problem emanates from. Because the problem emanates from the person who was the minister. The minister was Kasukwere. And Kasukwere was signing forms for his friends, for those who his relatives, and those who are sell out within the MGC. Those are the people that benefited.
Thank you, Bakosi, though we wouldn't want to call anyone a sellout. We are not discussing about the infighting in the MDC, but the youth fund.
My brother, we're not discussing about the inside of the MDC, but I'm saying, I think you asked me what was wrong with this youth empowerment program. That's why I'm responding.
Yeah, but our discussion should be, you know, we don't want to attack people who cannot defend themselves on this program. Otherwise, we just have people calling and attacking each other. These are just allegations. That's what I'm saying. We cannot say you are right or you are wrong, but we just want a responsible discussion.
An allegation is based on text.
But thank you so much for your contribution. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bukosi there. So I think we can go back to Mr. Tongai Matutu. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
I think you're listening to
my brother. Yes. Those allegations and accusations.
Yes, he's breathing fire, really. Can you respond to what you were saying?
Yes, but apparently, I think we should put the record straight.
Do so.
I would not want to deal with about the MDC internal politics.
Yes.
But apparently, if my brother was going to find out exactly what transpired in terms of the youth executive, it's not about promise Mukwananzi. It's about the youth executive, the whole standing committee. If you would go through them and ask them who did not benefit, then at least you should be able to get the record straight. It's everyone, including those that have remained with the President Morgan Tsvangirai and those that have left. As long as they were within the national executive, I know for a fact that they all benefited, including the someone who was late, apparently received the money. The wife actually received the money on behalf of his husband who was late, who was actually a member of that national executive who had passed away. I'll not mention his name. So the correct thing, it was not about anyone who sold out about anything. It was an arrangement amongst the top leadership of the youth executive in MDC that they actually made a presentation. And that presentation was actually accepted, and they actually received an amount of not less than 5,000 each. That I'll put a challenge to anyone. And then another person who actually made an application which was accepted also received the money, irrespective of the fact that actually he is of whatever the renewal, what have you. That is actually not the point.
Oh, yes.
The issue was on merit in regards to the MTC. But basically what I would want to say is, let's really look at what exactly transpired. I think the problem is that the whole purpose why the fund was set, I agree with what Professor Chwije said, was that when Stanbic actually agreed to fund or to come up with a contingent fund for the youth, it was actually trying to pacify the minister. There was artificial militance. There was a threat that at least these banks could actually be closed, or they could be a violent takeover of these foreign-owned banks. And basically, in a bid to simply say, can you actually grant us this fire, then they came up with this project. Apparently, the greater period when that fund was in existence, there was very few takers. While most of the youths who submitted the project proposals, they were not up to standard. And when they were actually assessed, there were very few that could actually pass the test. Until such time when the minister then started to bulldoze his way, and then started threatening those who were actually processing the loans, that at least they were sabotaging the youth fund program. That's where then everyone became benefiting. But I think what the public must understand, and actually the nation should realize, is that let's deal with a situation where a bank would then allow a person who is above the prescribed age limit to benefit, and also why he benefited more than what was actually supposed to be allocated to each and every applicant. Those are the issues. So the question that we are dealing with is a political issue, and as long as that political issue was the basis of establishing that fund, then we may as well then argue about all other things. If there was nothing that was based on merit, it was never about merit. There was nothing that was based on the fact that at least this one is above the age of 35 or 40. It was a question of trying to make sure that at least that fund is benefited those that have the correct political inclination. So it's about the system, and unless and until we correct the system, we can create another fund. It is abuse. You go to CAPS, it's the same story. Now we are Stanbic, it's the same story. The CBZ one, it's the same story. So there's really nothing that we are talking about which has nothing to do with politics in terms of the manner in which most of these ministers from ZANU-PF are actually running their ministries. They are running ministries as if they are actually running a department within ZANU-PF. And that is the biggest challenge. That would make sure that even any other fund, even if it is going to be established, it is going to be abused, number one. Two, those banks, they are not going to recover even a cent from those to whom they would have dispersed the money. And this is the challenge, that once it is supposed to be a revolving fund, it turns out to be a revolving fund, it turns out to be a fund in which it is going to be simply going to be abused, and they will end up writing off some of those things. So
Mr. Matutu,
of the politics in the administration of the ministry.
Okay, we just want to take a caller, please. Do stay on the line, and also Professor Chivije, stay on the line.
Yes, Lomlum Zanage, try mom pofu. Baba, try mom kujani? Yeah, try mom ukona.
Nyatira.
Yeah, iskati, iso singanzo, anse kambile, nkelu bambe konampo, unaka chan. He's got suspended two.
Okay.
Yeah, one catch.
Of course, Professor Chivije and Mr. Matutu, like I said earlier on, do stay on the line. We'll just take a short break, and also Mr. Maduma, please stay on the line. We'll be back in a bit. And for our radio listeners, please just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And as Blessing is saying, go to www.
Prime Minister John Kerry, Maskin Zabachon Bemaglets, Yele Turis Ankers, Situnab Katwal.
Kadem Silia Samachu Turis Ankers, the United States in Mangistakwam, Imian Zabarak Nabar.
Yam Zagajitabazi Havakad and Ada Rotogrinya Katalalamachuch.